go. We're in the second half of April already. Jack and I were just looking at our calendar and realizing there's only 13 days left of April, and part of those are going to be for Orlando. So we've got to kind of condense our activities here to make sure we get everything done.
Compress.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So hope you guys all had an absolutely wonderful Easter. We really enjoyed Easter. Our kids had gone to, they took off for Florida. They're down on Sanibel Island, enjoying lots of fun in the sunshine in Florida. But we had sunshine in the morning, and then it turned into rain, and I think maybe even snow on the mountain.
And big wind.
And big wind, but we had a wonderful day, a blessed Easter, so I hope all of you did too. So this morning, let's share wins for the week. If you'd like to, goals and action plans for this week, just ideas of getting this month finished out so that we all stay on track. We've got, of course, the healthy weight management product launches. Several of you guys have those, and just keep thinking of ways to promote that. We can talk about that, talk about ideas. Dave Johnson, the brochures, the Nikan at a Glance brochures. He sent out an email. Rick Murphy's Trifold. I don't know if he sent out the email to everybody yet or just a few of us to let us know it's coming, but he had found a printer that has really good rates, so they got a whole gazillion of them made up, and we're going to be able to get them from Dave Johnson's office, 100 brochures for $15, plus I'm sure shipping and tax and shipping. But that's, wow, that sounds like a really awesome, awesome price. So, and he didn't say exactly which day they'd be available, but he'd sent that out sometime last week, so I think they'll probably be available sometime this week. So, yeah, if you want to contact Laura. How do you get a hold of just Laura at magneticleaders.com, I think?
Yeah, that's the email.
Yeah, that's her email. And just if you're interested in getting those, let her know that you're interested. And, of course, a lot of us have Orlando coming up, and Wow. Okay.
Gloria Snyder, you are the first one.
Go ahead and just share ideas and excitement and plans. And all right. Yay, Gloria.
Well, good morning. Wins, I guess, three more responses to the second ad that ran. Same ad, but the second time that it ran. So I've been having fun following up with them. One gentleman wrote that he didn't have a car, but he could sell anything put in front of him, and so he is perusing the catalog to see what, if it's really something that he wants to talk about, and then we'll talk more later today. Got a referral from my daughter. Wouldn't normally be a big deal, but Jenna is an occupational therapist for special needs children, and in her line of work in the school systems, and she works in a clinic, she's not allowed to make a suggestion to the parents because she stands in this place of authority representing the school, and so for her to see this child struggling, It got to her, and so she finally approached this mom that she's known for a couple of years and said, maybe you should call my mom and we can get him some sleep. And so I've been emailing the mom, and I'm going to loan them a sleep system. So that was just really huge, and it's because of the those IEPs. You hear about children who have IEP programs. That's an individual education program. Whether they need a little extra time to take a test, or they need a different environment to take a test, or they need special permission to go to the nurse every so often, whatever it is, if it's written in that, the school is bound to provide it for that child. And so that's why Jenna is not allowed to talk about it at school or in an IEP meeting. But she's known this child now for 2 years, and so she finally felt compelled to email the mom and say, maybe you should talk to my mom. So that's a nice thing to happen. And I'm sending out invites for the April 25th event in Tampa, Florida at Edwina's. Tina put together a beautiful flyer with the help of Edwina and Nancy, because the three Musketeers will be together in Tampa right before we meet them up in Orlando. So that is going to be Tuesday night, the 25th. And I've got some connections in that area that I'm working on. And I'm working on invites for May 25th, that Thursday night when Dave and Valerie will be in town. So those are what's keeping me looking forward.
Yay, Gloria.
Wow, yeah, that's right. Wow. Dave and Valerie. Right. Yeah, I gotta get that on my calendar. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Bill Cottle, you are next. Can you speak, Mr. Bill?
Yeah, if I could just get the phone where I'm on mute. Sorry, the phone went to sleep. I'm awake, but the phone went to sleep.
Okay.
Exciting last week. Got a new customer that had to have a sports bracelet. This woman apparently was in Neekin before I was in Neekin, and now lives in our area and found me, and we took care of a quick order over the phone, and then we'll continue to correspond. Hope to have her here on Saturday for the launch, but indicates she wanted to get together and get caught back up on what things have happened in her absence. So no indication of commitment to join, but she's interested in knowing what new products we have. So that's exciting. And then I got the flyer together and out to folks regarding our launch, which is this coming Saturday at 10 o'clock. And so we're excitedly preparing for that, getting flyers out in community bulletin boards and sent, I don't remember, over 40 personal emails out this weekend to folks to remind them. I'd already poked them a week before and wanted to make sure that they knew that we were still excited to see them. So other than just the usual wonderful customers that keep buying product every month, it's nice to qualify early in the month. Things are looking springy in Boise.
Yes, I bet. And Bill, you that's going to be a Zoom, right, your launch?
Yes. So, anybody that's interested in watching me have fun live and in person, Jack and Karen, I'm grateful that you're going to join me on that as well and help.
Yeah, we're really excited. We're looking forward to being on that. And, I can forward that out because in case people have either – people, you know, if you're not having one yourself or you've got people there, you know, in the Boise area that you'd like to invite. So I will get that out today.
Yeah, let's make sure I get to the right Zoom number because I'm using a different one.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I don't have it in front of me, so I'll send that to you.
I'll make sure I have
that. Oh, I forgot. I also got 4 more weeks scheduled for Energy Night, so coming up starting in May and June. So
that's exciting. Awesome.
Yeah, that's great. That's been working good, and I think, yeah, that's something all of us can emulate. I love the idea. Energy.
Okay, Patricia, you are next.
Patricia, can
you speak?
Yes, I can, but my thumbs, you know, they hit the wrong button. Good morning. Well, last week was really busy with work and taxes and different things. But what was interesting yesterday at our Easter family get-together, my sister's husband, who's totally not into health, got this email from a friend of his who's been buying some Neekin products from me. And he sent my sister's husband this article from Mayo Clinic on drinking water, and it was talking about, and it's from a cardiologist about drinking water, 2 glasses when you wake up, a glass 30 minutes before you eat a meal helps. Wait a minute, back up. 2 glasses of water after waking up helps activate internal organs. A glass 30 minutes before a meal helps digestion. A glass of water before going to bed avoid stroke and heart attack. And it helps your keeps your legs from cramping when you wake up. like with a Charlie horse. And so I found this very interesting that, you know, this is what we've been telling people all along, and the medical community is beginning to embrace it more and more. So it was just reinforcement. It's like, yeah, folks, drink water and drink the best water. So I've got several people I'm going to share this with, and it's an, I'll see if I can find it and get it to you, but it was a, was sent to him and he printed it off for me. But, yeah, it was just more confirmation of what we know and we're telling people, and, we can always go back to, I drink the water and I feel better. And you may get some amazing health benefits. I was busy
I'm excited. Yeah, find that because you know that's we're always looking for things to mail out to our customers. I mean that would be awesome. And of course, then we can suggest to get either the water bottle or the waterfall. So wow.
I do that. I drink two big cups of water first thing when I get up, and and water is important, and that's
to have one like that from the Mayo Clinic and a cardiologist, yeah. You know, I think that would be excellent for us all to send out to our customers, prospects. Woohoo!
Yay, yeah. Patricia. Okay. Nancy Clyde, you are next.
Good morning, everyone. let's see, this week I'll be following up with an interested couple who were at Energy Night. Turns out they had been in Melaleuca forever. And she said, I don't know, maybe I'll get out of that. You know, she kind of just said it over her shoulder. But they were quite intrigued, quite knowledgeable about what they needed to do to stay healthy. And they said, wow, we thought we had been doing what we needed to do. And I said, oh, we all have. I said, it's just Niken has more information, and it's so easy to initiate it and use it. It's just brainless. Anyway, so that was good. And then I'll be following up with three people to whom I loaned some products. And let's see. Yes, Patricia, taxes are over. Hallelujah. Our Easter celebration really went on for 2 days, so over the weekend I was not able to do much Niken stuff. But anyway, following up, finishing the week strong because I'll be leaving on the morning of the 25th to get over to Ed Winner's for that event that Gloria was talking about. So the month is going very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that all of a sudden dawned on Deca and I this morning. It was after doing our planning. Oh, my goodness. And Patricia, yeah. Were you finished? I kind of butted in there, so.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone. Okay. Thank you. All right.
Oh, she's back.
She's back. Patricia.
What did you want me to do?
Well, did you have more? I kind of cut you off there because I kind of jumped in. Were there more things that you wanted to say? Okay. Oh, yeah. Good.
No. I was busy last week with work, real busy. So I'm fine. Go on. Thanks.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Michelle, is there anything you'd like to share?
Well, thank you for having me on. I was on here a couple of weeks ago and then haven't been able to be on again. But I did schedule that networking night that I told y'all about that day. So that's on the books for May 11th. And we just recently were at an info fair for autism and got some really good referrals. And there was a person there who knew about Niken, and she was like, oh, my gosh, I want to get together with you. So I reached out to her, and she said that her schedule's kind of crazy right now, but she would get back to me in probably a week or so. So that was really great.
That is fabulous.
Yeah, that's super, Michelle, and I want to really give you kudos for, you know, being on this call this morning and being in mentoring with Nancy and moving, you know, really working on moving your business forward, and you're going to be in Orlando, so Jack's excited to see you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Excited. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carol Patterson, what would you like to share? Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's actually been a quiet week for me. I guess I've been so involved with the church this week, and my family, we've just had a busy, we have so many traditions at Easter that it's been a little hectic there. But in between things, I have been, I've had Prodigo and a girl, and I'm going to have to follow up with her today. She had a very bad back, and I think she's going to have surgery. So she's questioning whether the products are working or helping. So it's just been a little But I also have follow up with them. I have an in-home on Thursday evening, and I picked up two new people. And anyway, I'm following up with them today. They seem pretty interested in everything. So it's just tidying up what I've been able to do this busy weekend. I did have a kind of a really win for Nikan. I love the products, and it, so does everyone else. But a lot of luck I've had with a couple of varicosities. That's varicose veins, you know, bigger veins, but not a big issue yet. But it really was bulging, and I used that duct tape on my vein, and it quieted it right down. And you can hardly feel it now. And it was
wow.
You know, so that, honestly, I use that for everything. But that day my leg was bothering me, and I just took this duct tape, and I thought, I'm going to pass this along to people because, you know, I mean, to have that vein, you know, I can feel it, but it's not like it was. It's the bulging and the pain with it.
Wow, so that's bad.
Yep. So that's where I am, just trucking along and looking so forward to Orlando.
And you have two new you have two new executives on your team.
Shelley hasn't quite reached that yet, but she amazes me. She just might pull it together, but she's taken off for a week. So she said, no problem, when she left. I thought, okay. I'm sorry, but you're on your own there. So we'll see. But Anne is an executive now, so that's very good.
Yeah.
And she's back home. So.
Yeah, and Shelley's coming to Orlando?
Yes, she is. Yep.
Yay.
Fabulous.
Oh, that is so exciting. That's awesome.
Yay. Well, yeah, I get to meet her, too.
Yeah, you're going to be busy that week.
I love it.
Does anybody, okay, I'm thinking, Carol, about your gal with the, you know, with the bad back. Does anybody have a testimonial to share with Carol that Carol could share with her person?
I know almost everybody's had back challenges. And
well, for me, I mean, mine was never anywhere serious, even about surgery, but my back was bothering me before we joined NACAN, and first the back flex really helped it, but I had to wear it all the time, and then when the CM joint came out and I started taking it, and I've done several times, they recommend really loading your body with it. Dr. Ash talks about it every once in a while on Stump the Doc, but when you first start taking CM, it's really good to take like 8 or 9 of them a day for like a month, and I did that, and my back, it quit hurting, and then I'd only need to wear my flex if I was like working in the garden or going to lift luggage or something like that, and so that's happened several times. You know, then I will get maybe like 6 months or a year later, it'll start bothering me a little bit, so I'll do one of those, I'll take the 8 or 9 of them a day for a month, and then after that, I go back to a maintenance dose, but that's really made a difference for me. You know, my back wasn't close to having to consider surgery, but boy, these knee cancers.
Oh, no, this,
really...
I think she has a protrusion of a disc is what, but she did have a good result the first few days, and then it went backwards, worse, and I thought, oh, dear. But she did speak to her physician, and I was interested. So when I go up today to speak to her, but that's good, Karen. I never thought of the CM formula.
Yeah,
and the CM cream too.
And the CM cream, of course, too. But yeah, I'd be happy to share that because it's just made such a huge difference for me. And Jack, you've kind of got that little bulgy disc, and every time it starts to bother you, we massage you with CM cream, and you take the joint and the bone health. And
yeah, and the CM cream really works wonders for me. It just, everything relaxes there, and, yeah, Karen gives me a little massage and you know, rolls me out a little bit with a mag creator, and I'm good to go. So...
Oh, wow. I would love to be able to prevent her from having surgery. She's a police officer, and, you know it's a busy, it's a hard business to be in, or a profession to, you know, they have to do so much. So I think that's how she injured herself. So, no, but that, thank you. I will, I'm going to go up with my CM cream and try to strength test her on the CM formula, so that would be great. Thank you.
And maybe maybe your duct tape too.
And maybe for her, you know, wearing the king, you know, the back wrap, the back support, because it gives you the support. Plus, then with the flex in it, I mean,
I've given her the insoles, and I did give her a sleep system and a seat. And she found it helped, but she's looking for a quote, as everybody does, a cure or a quick fix, you know. And,
Well, surgery is not a quick fix, as we all know. There's sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes.
So I think if she could prevent the surgery, you know, that would be really good.
Sometimes it works in reverse.
Right. That's
yeah. No. Yeah. But thank you for those thoughts. I'm going to see her today, so that I will mention all those things. And thank that's a great idea.
Carol, this is Gloria. Have you tried using the duct tape and a mini? Putting a mini to cover that disc, that spot?
No. And if I can't, the duct tape, you can't do it with, because of, you can't put CM cream on, right? Because it has to be a dry.
It wouldn't stick as well, yeah. What I've always done is if I have to target an area, then I'll put the magnet under the duct tape and then surround the area with the CM cream to just go after any inflammation that is radiating out in the area.
Okay.
Oh, great.
So that's good. I've given her the wrap thinking, and I gave her a back flex and told her to move it around. Like, apparently, it was going in her sciatica, too. I knew that. So she was moving the back flex around. But it's just, I know she had a call from the surgeon. Of course, when they start talking surgery, you know, they can be very persuasive, so, but I'll try a little more persuasion and see what I can do. But thank you for that, too, Gloria.
All right. Yay, team. Edwina, Gary, good morning. We'd love to hear you.
Good morning, everyone. this is Edwina Perry in Tampa, Florida, and just like what the person before me were saying, this past week was Holy Week, and in the midst of doing all the things of going to church and so forth, a client came down, my neighbor, and wanted the duct tape. She just decided that, okay, I'm not going to get one, order me two, and that was just really put it in perspective of who I am and what it is that I do on a daily basis. And then, of course, someone else at church, as I was visiting throughout this time, asked for the water unit. That was another thing. I mean, God has just really been good to me, because I really try not to do anything throughout this time. And it just works so, so, so well. As soon as I make that decision that, okay, this is my time, that I'm paying attention to you, Jesus, and he just lets me know these are the things that you've got to continue to do, so I'll send you help. But now this week is just a major thing. I'm getting the house ready. I know Tina and Nancy are coming, and I'm looking forward to that. And I have on Saturday my launch, and then, of course, we follow it up with the ABC that we're doing on that Tuesday. So making sure, it's like these giants are coming to town, and I've got to make sure that I have enough people here to hear what it is that they're saying. And so it becomes a really, really big responsibility for me to clear up everything and try to anticipate what they might need and how things are going to go. So I'm pretty excited about that and getting it all together. But I'm mostly grateful, guys, because today is my birthday. And I get to share that with you all.
I know,
and I've heard from Ruth Kent, who wished me happy birthday, and so many other persons that I didn't even know knew that it was my birthday. And since I'm such a birthday queen, I love hearing people say happy birthday, since my parents are not alive anymore, and that's what they used to do, is make sure that I knew that it was my day all day.
Thanks for sharing it with us. Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
You know, that's what I wanted to hear. That is so good. It makes my day. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you.
Well, we just love and appreciate you. We are glad that you are on this earth. You're such an angel. And, yes, enjoy your special day.
Thank you. Thank you. I will. And I enjoy you guys, too. You're terrific. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for being on.
Hey, one more comment. I'm pretty sure I saw April is Autism Awareness Month, so, you know, that might be another idea of a way to have an event or an email to customers and prospects, another way to reach out to people.
And tell about those flyers.
And Dave Johnson, you know, that cool trifold brochure that Murphy put together, the Nikan Advantage. You can see it, you can print it, you can get it at pathfinders.biz, clear over on the right-hand side, I think it says tools. But Dave Johnson found a real reasonable printer. He had a whole bunch of them printed up, and they're going to be available sometime this week from Dave, to get them from Dave's office. So Laura at magneticleaders.com for $15 for 100, and I'm sure we're going to have to pay tax and shipping, but he had sent us out that email. So, you know, if that's something you're interested in, let Laura know.
Maybe not tax. Maybe just
shipping. Yeah, it might not have any tax. It might just have shipping. But he said they got them for $100. Yeah, $15 for 100. So, cool. Yay, everybody. Happy birthday to Edwina. And yay. We're going to be going to Orlando soon. And yay, happy April. And glad to have all of you on the call. Thank you so much for sharing. You guys are
blessings.
Awesome.
We love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you guys, too.